This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. A tribute march was organized on Sunday in Paris for the 60th anniversary of a bloody police crackdown on a protest by Algerians in the French capital during the final year of their country's independence war with the colonial power. The commemoration comes after French President Emmanuel Macron acknowledged what he called crimes committed on October 17, 1961, were, quote, inexcusable for the Republic. Macron's statement said, quote, the repression was brutal, violent, bloody, under the orders of Paris's police chief. About 12,000 Algerians were arrested. Historians say at least 120 protesters were killed, some shot, and others drowned, according to Macron's office. The exact number has never been established as archives remain partially closed. Sweden's government announced Sunday its foreign minister will make the first official visit to Israel in a decade, following 7 years of rocky ties after Stockholm recognized Palestine. She will on Monday meet with her counterpart, Yair Lapid, as well as Israeli President Isaac Herzog. The thaw in relations apparently does not call into question Sweden's recognition of Palestine, which the minister will also visit. About 140 countries recognize the Palestinian state, including 8 in the European Union. Venezuela's socialist government says it will suspend negotiations with its opponents in retaliation of the extradition to the U.S. of a close ally of President Nicolas Maduro to face money laundering charges. Find that story on voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. A group of 17 U.S. missionaries, including children, have been kidnapped by a gang in Haiti, according to a message sent to various religious missions by an organization with direct knowledge of the incident. The message from Ohio-based Christian Aid Ministry said the missionaries were on their way home from building an orphanage in Haiti. The message states the mission's field director is working with the U.S. Embassy, and the field director's family and one other unidentified man stayed at the ministry's base while everyone else visiting the orphanage was abducted. The father of a man held for the fatal stabbing of a British lawmaker during a meeting with local voters has told media he was shocked and traumatized by his son's arrest as police continued questioning the suspect under terrorism laws. Harbi Ali Kalane, a former advisor to Somalia's prime minister, said counterterrorism police had visited him, according to the Sunday Times. British authorities have not released the name of the suspect in the fatal stabbing of 69-year-old conservative lawmaker David Amos Friday, but British media reported the suspect was Ali Harbi Ali, a 25-year-old believed to be a British citizen with Somali heritage. Amos, a long-serving lawmaker, was attacked during a regular meeting with his constituents at a church east of London. The Metropolitan Police has described the attack as terrorism and said early investigations suggested, quote, a potential motivation linked to Islamist extremism. The Grand Mosque in the Muslim holy city of Mecca in Saudi Arabia operated at full capacity Sunday, with worshippers praying shoulder to shoulder for the first time since the coronavirus pandemic began. Workers remove floor markings that guide people to social distance in and around the Grand Mosque. Pictures and footage on Sunday morning showed people praying side by side, making straight rows of worshipers that are formations revered and performing Muslim prayers. It's the first time that's happened since the COVID-19 pandemic took hold last year. While social distancing measures were lifted, the authority said visitors must be fully vaccinated against coronavirus and must continue to wear masks on mosque grounds. And Australian officials on Sunday said restrictions in Melbourne were set to lift this week. Melbourne is the world's most locked down city, clocking nearly 9 months under hard stay-at-home orders for the city's 5 million people. But Melbourne is close to reaching a double vaccination rate of 70% this week, allowing for an ease in restrictions. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.